Talking feet today with Jodie Woodford, restorative movement specialist who keeps us moving. Jodie has something against insoles, by the way. She wants us to stop neglecting and abusing our feet. So, Jodie, what's the problem with insoles?
Morning, Kat. Nice
morning,
to hear your
morning.
Voice, as always. So, the problem with insoles is they are essentially a crutch. Okay, a small and inoffensive one, or two, as the case may be, but they are a crutch nonetheless. And so if I told you that you'd have to walk with a pair of crutches for the rest of your life, you'd be aghast. That's my new word, by the way. But peeps all over the world, especially here, merrily opt to put these tiny crutches in their shoes. And yes, insoles essentially give your feet support or stop poor foot posture, like the infamous fallen arches, for example, which is your instep becoming flatter and flatter.
So if we don't want insoles or miniature crutches for our feet, what do we want?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because what I encourage people to focus on and what gets stunningly great results from my clients, even if I do say so myself, are the following really simple switch-ups, which, as you said in your intro, are also free. So you want to wear shoes that don't have a heel. So this basically brings your body back into alignment, because you go back to being in biomechanical neutral, and I'll leave the geeky stuff for another time. But when I say you want to wear shoes that don't have a heel, I don't necessarily mean, a killer pair of Manolos here. I'm talking about a shoe that raises your heel above your toes. So if you take a moment to look at the shape of the sole of your shoe, you'll probably see that it's higher. The heel section is higher than the toe section, whether you're wearing Nikes or whether you're wearing moccasins. So effectively, most shoes that we think are not heels are still not flat. So it's time to ditch those heels, even the tiny ones, for truly flat shoes. That is, shoes that have no difference in the height of the toes and the heels. And I can hear a lot of people groaning. So if you can't bear to ditch your beloved heels, then you have to spend, well, you don't have to, but I recommend that you spend as much time as possible in bare feet. So no socks, just your feet, skin to the floor.
Really feel the floor. In fact, just maybe the grass. Get out in a field somewhere. The grass feels good on it. So that's for what we put on or don't put on our feet. But you also mentioned no one really uses their feet as they should. Now, I use mine to walk around, and I thought that was kind of what they were meant to do.
I like it. Well, you're right. I mean, yeah, we walk, but 90% of my clients don't walk right. And this amazes me, because each foot has as many bones as your whole spine. And we hear ad nauseum all about our vertebrae and our spinal column and back pain and all the rest of it. But there's no attention, or very little, paid to our feet. And your feet should actually be as mobile as your hands, and your toes should move as freely as your fingers. So here we go, Kat. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I bet you. Yeah, I bet you can do a Mexican wave type move with your fingers. So all of the listeners, please put your hand on your desk and lift each finger from baby to thumb and back again, one at a time.
Oh, I can do that.
You can do it. No problem. We agree. Okay, so now, next test. Take your shoes off, everybody.
Place
your feet flat on the floor.
I hope everyone's listening in an office, by the way, as they're sort of doing this with their colleagues. There might be some people listening just sat on the sofa having a cup of tea right now. Might be fine. But this is going to be interesting if you're listening in an office. Carry on.
And also, don't do this whilst you're driving, we should probably say.
Oh, yes, please. That's a very good point. Thank you.
You want to take off your shoes. You want to place your feet flat on the floor. And you want to do the same with your toes, this Mexican wave type move. So you want to be able to lift your baby toe to your big toe one by one by one, all the way one end and all the way the other. A bit like as if your toes were watching Wimbledon and the crowd started doing Mexican wave. They would go up, 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 and then down, 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 down.
No, I'm sort of concentrating on like my middle toe, thinking, move on your own. I cannot do it. I don't know if you can see though, Jodie, but my feet are doing a sort of Mexican wave, little wave motion at you.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a real, real challenge for, as I say, 90% of people. Mm. But if you watch your kids, a lot of them can do it. So we're born with this ability. We just lose it because well, for loads of reasons, I'll geek out another time. But the movement in your feet comes from the muscles in your foot, but also from the muscles higher up your legs. And these muscles are the ones that are not properly encouraged before people are given a lovely pair of insoles that puts an end to any feet exercising of any kind, which really gets my goat. Because anyone who has insoles can tell you that their feet are held pretty tight in one position, and or protected from too much inward or outward roll, for example, which is frankly a shame because our feet are perfectly adapted to rocking and rolling and lifting and twisting in every possible direction. So I don't know why we don't do it.
Are you saying that we should try and practice these little sort of Mexican wave movements with our toes every day?
Yes, I'd love you to, actually, without being too much of a heathen about it or, you know, whatever. Of a morning, as you're cradling us with your miraculous melodious voice, you can have your feet unfettered and free under your desk as you practice cycling through a few Mexican waves with your toes. And yes, you will find it very tricky at first. And I bet you, you'll feel your legs probably even, especially the front, the like shin part, will get super stiff. But you will notice that it'll get easier, your feet will get happier, and you'll notice an uptick in the feeling and responsiveness of the rest of your body too, which is the bit that I really love. So yeah, your listeners can do the same. God knows we all have to sit enough and often enough to carve out a few minutes to take our toes for a walk. And, you know, basically a healthy foot is one that moves and springs and is responsive both to the ground that it's placed on, as well as the movements made further up the body.
Now, this said, is there a disclaimer here? Because some people do have a true need for insoles. Are there people out there who can really be helped by them?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. So people like Nicolas Sarkozy, who are short and want to be taller, he has massive wedges in his shoes. He probably also has terrible back pain. But, you know, we'll get to that another time. That's for the political segment later on in the day. Also, people who have a true leg length difference. So some peeps have got one leg that is longer than the other, and so they need to be compensated. And of course, people with proper foot pathologies like bone spurs or things like that. But these people know who they are often. And more often than not as well, they've had these problems identified long, long, long ago.
Fair enough. So despite all of that, well, I mean, if you don't fall into any of those specific categories, if you are still wearing insoles just for sore knees or backs, are you saying that you could be, we could be doing a disservice, essentially?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Fair enough. I'm going to carry on doing my little wiggly toe Mexican wave motions from now on. Jody, if people would like to find out more about what you specifically do, where do they go? What's your website?
It is jodywoodford.com.
Thanks, Jody. Catch you soon.
Thanks, Kat.